Good to welcome everybody, and welcome to the Motzai Shabbos Shir for Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Shkolim. Today, of course, is Rosh Chodesh Adar, which means that Purim is less than 2 weeks away, and I therefore thought this evening I would speak about something relating to Purim, specifically something relating to Purim, the way it falls on the calendar this year, somewhat rare occurrence. We have Purim on Friday, Thursday night, Friday. Again, it happens, not that rare, but it's somewhat rare. It's been 13 years, huh?
11%.
11%, there it is. So that's the official word, 11% of the time. It hasn't happened in 13 years. And it goes along with Erev Pesach on Shabbos, which we'll talk about a different time. When I say Purim on Friday, I mean, by the way, our Purim, of course, the 14th of Adar, Yud Dalet Adar. Shushan Purim on Tesvav Adar in Yerushalayim, that comes on Friday more frequently. But for us, it's somewhat of a rare occurrence. I said it hasn't happened in 13 years. I'd like to talk about a subject relating to, okay, I haven't had the opportunity to talk about this around here in 13 years. So the question is, what does one do with regards to the Purim Suda when Purim lands on a, Friday? And obviously it's Erev Shabbos, and, especially we haven't changed the clocks yet. So Shabbos is not that early, but relatively early and so on. What do you do with the Purim Suda when Purim lands on Erev Shabbos? But before getting into that question, I would like to spend a little bit of time talking about the Purim Suda in general and calling to your attention one aspect of the Purim Suda, which most people don't think about that often. It doesn't come up that often, but I think it does bear some consideration. And that's not special for this year. That's the Purim Suda in general. Towards the very end of this morning's laning, Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah tells us, the Torah describes some of the details of the events of Mamad Har Sinai that were not presented in last week's Sedra when we spoke about Mamad Har Sinai with the Aseres HaDibros. Here in Parakov Dalet, Pasuk describes in Source 1, Parakov Dalet of Shmos Pasuk Tes, Vayal Moshe, the Aaron, Nodav, Aviyu, Vashivim, Mizikne Yisrael, right? Moshe and Aaron and Nodav and Aviyu and 70 elders, not identified by name, went partway at least up the mountain. And then the cryptic psukim yud vayiru said, okay, Yisrael, they perceived, they saw Kodesh Baruch Hu, however exactly understand that. The sachas rago kamasei livnas asapir chetzim hashamayim latoar. Again, they saw something sapphire colored. Again, I'm not going into that now exactly what they saw, some vision of the heavenly throne, as it were. And then in posuk yud aleph, velatzile b'nei shalosh sholachado vayechzu asalukim vayochlu vayishtu. Velatzile, the officers, a different interpretation of that word, elders or leaders of Bnei Yisrael, and Rashi says in the second source, Parakav Dal Pasuk Yud Aleph, Melatzilei Heim Nodav Aviv Ezekenim, Lo Shalach Yado, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't reach his hand out against them. Rashi explains, again, Lo Shalach Yado, Michlal Shayur Uyam Lushalach Bohem Yad, they would, according to Rashi, they were deserving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaching out his hand in anger. Okay. But what exactly happened? So again, a strange phrase at the end of Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayechzu Salukim, Vayochlu Vayishtu. They saw God and they ate and they drank. We don't know exactly what that means. They had a banquet. They had a kiddush. They sat down for a corned beef sandwich and a snapple. What exactly does it mean, Vayochlu Vayishtu? So, and what does Vayechzu Salukim mean? So Rashi writes in the second source, on that Pasuk Yud Aleph, the third Rashi, Vayechzu Salukim, how mistaklim bo belev gas. They made a mistake. They were haughty, and just like after one eats and drinks, one is satisfied and feels good and feels perhaps a little smug. That's how they looked at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kach medrash tanchuma. Unklus translated it differently. Okay, and then explains what the word atzile means, gedolim, and so on. The medrash tanchuma that Rashi is referring to, as we've seen, is not a medrash tanchuma here in Mishpatim, but a medrash tanchuma in Parshas Bahaloscha in Os Tes Zion. I printed in Source 3. What happened? Unfortunately, Nadav and Aviyu and these other people, they were inappropriately frivolous or lightheaded when they saw Kadosh Baruch Hu, because it says, what does it mean? Literally, they ate? No. It was as if they ate and drank. They were lightheaded and, in a jolly mood and so on, as if you just ate and drank. That was inappropriate, and they deserved to be punished. And then they weren't punished at that time because Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to sour the Matan Torah experience. We know what happened to none of it of you later. And we know what happened to the Zekanim later. That's why it's in Parshas Bahaloscha by Tavera. Links everything together. Again, not our issue so much now, but according to this approach, it was kind of like a negative that they ate and drank. However, as Rashi in our Sedra there in the last Rashi in Source 2 said, Unklus understands it differently. Look in Unklus, Source 4, Unklus here in Mishpatim, Parakav Dal, Pasuk Yudala, L'Rabba Rebbe Solo, Hava Nizka, they weren't harmed and so on. And it says, Diskablu Berava, Ki'ilu Achlan Vishatim. What they did was accepted. It was accepted with Rava, like hey Rava Kadamach, with favor, with will, as if they ate and drank. It's something positive, and that's how the Ramban also takes it. If you look in the Ramban in Parak of Dal Pasuk Al Source 5, the Ramban writes the Tam Vayishu Shaasu Simcha V'Yomtiv. They made it a joyous occasion. They had some perception of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they turned into they celebrated, so to speak. It was so inspired. It was a very different approach. It was something positive. Ki chen chova lismoch b'kabbalas haTorah. There's an idea of rejoicing when you have kabbalas haTorah. Kasher tziva, as it says, he refers to a couple of psukim in the Torah. I printed them in Source 6, Parshas Kisovo, Dvarim Perek of Zion, the first 8 psukim. I don't have to read all the psukim, but this is when the Bnei Yisrael were told that they go into Eretz Yisrael. They're supposed to set up, in effect, a monument, so to speak, with big stones, and Sukkot Pasuk Gimel in 6, Perek of Zion of Dvarim. V'chosavto alein, it's called Dibra HaTorah, Zos, Barucho. They should write the whole Torah. That's a big discussion whether the whole Torah is on the stones or certain sections. Not our issue right now. And you put up these stones in Vanisav Yisrael Mizbech L'Hashem Elokechem Pasuk Ches. Okay, and it tells you what the stones are supposed to be. And it says in Zion, V'zavachto Shlomim V'achalto Shom V'samachto Efnei Hashem Elokechem. You should bring Karbonos and rejoice. It's a form of Karbonos HaTorah. It's part of the bris. And it says in Pasuk Ches, Chasavta Avarim is called Divrei HaTorah Zos Bar Heitev, explaining what the Torah means. Some said it was in 70 languages, whatever the details were. But as the Ramban here is telling us, this event indicates that there was some, this rejoicing, this eating and drinking in the context of celebrating something relating to understanding Torah and publicizing Torah and so on. Ramban also, there back in 5, refers to Shlomo HaMelech. He actually quotes the Psukim in Divrei Yamim Beis, Parak Aleph, Psukim Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, I printed in Source 7. This is when Shlomo HaMelech first takes over. So he has a dream, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu says in Yud Aleph and 7, I will come to Shlomo Yana, Shohaisos, Osim, Lava, Kadosh Baruch Hu offered him whatever he wants, and he selected wisdom. And because you did that, and you didn't ask for Osher and Achas and Chavod, you didn't ask for wealth and Chavod, I'm going to give you everything. Pasuk Yud Beis, HaChokhma V'Hamada, Nosim Lach, V'Osher and Achas and Chavod, Osset Ten Lach. And that's what the pasuk says over there in Divrei Yamim Beis. If you look at the origin, okay, in the original psukim, when the story first happens in Melachim Aleph Perek Gimel, Source 8, Ramban refers to it. We give Onir Hashem al Shlomo b'chalom alayla b'melahem sha'ol mo'etin lach. Kadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Shlomo in a dream. A great offer, whatever you want. Okay, it's not a genie with 3 wishes. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu with 1 wish. What do you want? Okay, and he said in pasuk Nasato la'avducha leiv shomea. Lishpot as Amchol Ahavin Ben Tov L'Ra'ah, wisdom, intelligence, discernment, and so on. And the next pasuk gives Va'ita V'Adar Ben Hashem Kishal Shomos Adavar Zeh. Because Baruch was very pleased that this was Shlomo asked for, and he said, "I'll give you the other things too, the wealth and so on." Pasuk Yud Gimel V'Gam Asher Lo Shalton Asati Lecha and so on. And then pasuk Tesvav V'Ikat Shlomo B'nei Chalom. Shlomo now was given this great wisdom and great understanding of Hakadosh Baruch Hu of Torah. So what did he do? Pasuk says, "Well, by over Yerushalayim, by Amal Lifnei Amris Hashem, by Al Olos, by Yash, Shlomo Yash, Mishtal Cholavet made a party, made a big kiddush. He offered karbonis, and he made a big simcha." So Ramban puts all of this together. In the name of the Medrash, look back in 5. The Ramban says, "The Amar Abelaz, the last line of 5, Mikan Shaosin Mishtal LeGomer Shel Torah. From these sources, we can see that it's proper to rejoice when you achieve something in the realm of Torah." And of course, we know that when we make a siyum, people make a siyum, so there's a simcha, there's a suda usually associated, some type of a food that's associated with it. And the makor, the original makor in Source 9 is in Shir HaShir Rabba, Parsha Aleph Os Tes, okay? And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it tells over with Shlomo Melech and so on. You know, it's a mashal ma'adavadoma. It says the king tells his servant, you know, one of his chief servants, he said, "What would you like?" You know, she said, "Well, if I ask for wealth, he'll give it to me. If I ask for precious jewels, he'll give it to me. Okay, so let me ask for his daughter's hand in marriage, and then he'll get everything." Right? That's the marshal. So the same thing over here. You know, Torah gives you everything that you need. In any event, the last line is important for us. And so it's 9 there. The last line, Abra Blazim, Mikan Shosim Suda Shlagomer Shal Torah. You make a Suda at the time, and you have an achievement in Torah. Okay, that's what it means in our pasuk here in Mishpatim. They saw Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's how Ramban takes it. They saw Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the uncle seems to take it. And as a form of celebration, they ate and they drank, just like The Pesukim in Parshas Kisavo speaks about celebrating when they write the Torah down on those stones, just like Shlomo HaMelech, and like this Medrash says in Shir HaShirim Rabbah. Okay, now what's it got to do with Purim? So if we take a look, there's a famous Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Samach Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara there is talking about Yontif, not Purim, but the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach Shavuot Sukkot. And the Gemara notes, discusses, how should one spend one's time during the course of Yontif? What characterizes the nature of the day on Yontif? A famous Gemara. So there seem to be two contradictory psukim. Okay, I print in the order that appears in the Gemara. Source 10, Parshas Re'eh, Dvarim Perek Tezayin Pasuk Ches. Happens we're talking there about the last days of Pesach, but that's not relevant now. It says, the day is defined as an atzeres. Atzeres means you stop something, right? Stop working, a cessation of work. But it says atzeres l'Hashem Elokecha. Okay, that's in Parshas Re'eh. In Parshas Pinchas, Parakof Tess of the Midbar Pasuk Lamed Hey 11, talking about Shmini atzeres. But I'm Shmini atzeres tia lochem, lochem, for you. So the Gemara in the Pesachim Samach Ches Mabez records a famous machlokas in 12. The Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Omer Einol La'Adam Yom Tevela O Ochel V'Shosa O Yoshev V'Shonen. Belezer says that the way you observe Yontif is make a decision. Either spend your day eating and drinking or sitting and learning and involved in spiritual pursuits. You have a choice. And Beshua says, no, you split the day. Now, when Belezer says you have a choice, I don't think he means that if you opt for the choice of eating and drinking, it doesn't mean you don't have to daven, you don't have to learn at all, but it means what's the emphasis of the day. The other side, if you select you know, the option to sit and learn most of the day and involve yourself in davening and spiritual pursuits, I don't think it means you don't have to eat and you don't have to eat and drink. It means, but that's not the character of the day. And the Gemara goes on, Amr B'Yochan on the second line of 12, this is Pesachim Samaches Labeis, Ushnea Mikroecha Darshu. They both darshu this from the same source. The stira, Kosov Echer Omer Atzeres Lashem Elokecha. The day of Yontif should be dedicated Lashem, learning, davening, spiritual pursuits. And the other pasuk says, Kosov Echer Omer Atzeres Telechem. Yourself, what you enjoy, eating, drinking, things that people enjoy, you know. So well, there's a subar, the Torah is giving you a choice. O kul Hashem, O kul Lachem, depends on the type of person. Different people have different personalities and different ways of expressing simcha. So you make a decision, either kul Hashem or kul Lachem. And the Yeshua says, no, the pasuk is telling us to split the day. Chalkeu, chetzel Hashem, chetzel Lachem. So that's a machlokas. We pass him like a Yeshua. As you know, the Rambam tells in Hichos Yontif, Parak Vav, Halacha Yutes, 13, but don't eat and drink all day. Right, this is our religious behavior. You get up early in the morning, go to shul, and then go to the Beis Medrash, and we daven and we read the Torah and so on, and we go back to the house and eat. Then we come to the Beis Medrash later, and there's shiurim and whatever else. Right, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Also, in Hilchos Yontif Aruch Chaim, even Tov Kuf Chav Tes Sifalat Mitzvos Yontif Chalko Chetzel Beis Medrash Chetzel Achilu Shtiyah. Okay, very nice. That's this machlokas from Pesachim Samach Ches on Beis. The Gemara goes on and says the following. 15. Amr Belozer. That's not the same Rabbi Eliezer, the Tana, but the Rabbi Belozer. Okay. Belozer, the Gemara says, Hakol Modim Ba'atzeres Debinanami Lachem. This machlokas says the Belozer does not apply on Shavuos. Atzeres means Shavuos in the language of Chazal. On Shavuos, it doesn't apply. There's no machlokas on Shavuos. Everybody agrees that on Shavuos, you have to have Lachem also. You don't have that option. Even Rabbi Eliezer, who says usually have the option, you can go all Hashem or Lachem, not on Shavuos. On Shavuos, everybody agrees you have to have a Lachem, a personal joy aspect to it, physical pleasure. My timer, Yom Shenitna Batorahu. Because the day the Torah was given. Rashi explains, Pesachim Samaches 16, the Binanam Lachem, She Yismach Bo B'machal Mishnah, Laharo Shenoach U'makubal Yom Zel Yisrael Shenitna Torah Bo. To show how happy you are that the Torah was given, so you express your joy and your gladness in a way that reflects the happiness of receiving the Torah. Okay, we can talk about that Shavuos time. I'm not going to go into details now. But then the Gemara goes on. Amar Rabba, Hakol Modim B'Shabbos, B'Nanami Lachem. This discussion was about Yontif. Rabba says, by Shabbos is also no machlokas. Everybody agrees there has to be a Lachem aspect to Shabbos as well. My time, the Karasa L'Shabbos Oneg. That's the pasuk we know from Yeshayah, I printed in 17, right? Yeshayah Perek Nunches Pasuk Gimel, famous pasuk, and Toshim Shabbos Haglech, etc. It says, "V'karas ala Shabbos Oneg." Shabbos should be a day of physical pleasure. Okay. Also, so Shabbos no machlokas. Now, what's relevant to us? The last line of 15 there in Pesachim Samaches Meis. Amar Rav Yosef, Hakol Modim B'Purim to be Nanami Lachem. Everybody agrees that on Purim you also have to have Lachem. Part of the celebration can't be just sitting and learning Maseches Megillah and reading Medrash Esther Rabbah and so on and sitting and learning. But Purim also has to be characterized by Lachem, my timer. Yemei Mishtav Simcha Ksibe. That's the pasuk. We look in source 18, and towards the end of Megillah, says in the ninth parak, Esther parak test, pasuk Chav Ayichto Mordechai Zdormer Eila. Right, he wrote everything down. He sent messages to all the Jews. For what purpose? Chav Alot Lekayim Aleinu Is Osim Yom Arbo Asala Chodesh Adar Yom Chamishos Arbo Chol Shana Vishvana, to make these days every year on the 14th and 15th of Adar. Chav Beis Kayom Asher Nochu Behem Ayihudim Ayvem Vachodesh Napach Nepach Lehem Yogan LeSimcha, the month that turned around, etc. Me'evel Yogan LeSimcha Me'evel Yom Tov LaSoso Sam. Here it is. Yemei Mishtev Simcha Umishloch Moros Yisrael Umatons Levyonim. Right, that's the pasuk that mentions Yemei Mishtev Simcha, right? The gladness and joy, Mishloch Manos Yisrael and Matanos Avionim, and the pasuk of Gibel, Kibel Ehudim, the Jews accepted this. So now, since it says Yemei Mishtev Simcha, the Gemara Pesachim says on Samach Chesam Beis, since it says Yemei Mishtev Simcha, that implies that you must have a Lachem aspect of Purim as well. It always bothered me, and I'm sure I'll talk about it a little bit, but 1 second. It says Simcha by every Yontif. So every Yontif we said there's a Machlokas and Belezer and a Yeshua. It doesn't, not everybody agrees you have to have Lachem except for Shuas. But Pesach and Sukkis, you have a choice, but it says Simcha there also. So I thought the Diak must be from Mishta, right? Not from you, because it says Yimei Mishta but Simcha, but it's not from the word Simcha. That's what our Shua talks about a little bit there in the Kedusha HaGoras and Sachem Samachesim 19. They were Maschal Kol Modim. Ubepurim Maisilam Yixiv Yom Mishta V'Simcha B'Yom Mishta Yalifla. The boy Lachem. That's my point. So I just thought to add on, you can take it or leave it, but we have, of course, and I'm not going into this problem tonight, but the Gemara says, the famous Gemara Megillah, Zion and Beis, we have a statement of Rava. Amar Rava, Mechayev Inush of Suma, Puya Adel, Yada, Ben Araham, and Lebarach Mordechai, right? We know that a person is supposed to drink a little more in Purim, whatever the shear is and whatever that's about, that's another discussion. Lavsume Rashi says there in Megillah Zion and Beis, is Leshtaker B'Yayin, get at least somewhat intoxicated. Okay, again, that's not our topic tonight. I've spoken about that many times before. But where did Rava, who's the Baal Memra, the Baal Memra of drinking on Purim, is Rava. Rava's from the later Amoraim. I mean, it's a little strange that we have no mention of that before Rava. So I thought, since the Diak is that it goes back to the Tanoim at least, in Pesachim Samaches, if the Diak is from Mishteh, well, the literal definition of the word Mishteh is drinking. The little definition. So maybe that's where Rava got it from. Okay, now you can take or leave. In any event, that's the, but you see that on Purim, you have to have a Suda, you have to have something which emphasizes Lachem. So here's what's interesting. If you look in the Shiltas, the Rav Chai 22, Parshas Vayakel, Shiltas Samach Zayin about Purim, it says the following. Take a look at 22. Shilta the Mechayim the Beis Shalom Mechal HaMishtei B'Purim Ve'uduya V'Shabuchei Kamishmaya Kol Nisaya. You're supposed to eat and drink on Purim and praise and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracles. David on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did for us. Dechsev la'asos osom yom mishtev v'simcha. And look what he adds. Ve'odif yom ha'depurya ki yom shenitna b'Torah. Shultos adds that Purim is like a day, it's likened to the day that the Torah was given. And the Sefer HaKadosh, the Bahag, writes it as well. In Siman Yud Tes, in Hilchos Megillah 23. So these early authorities, the Baal Shultas and the Bahag, are both sort of drawing an equation, if you will, or connecting the chiyuv to eat and drink on Purim, aside from Lochem, because it says Yemei Mishtev V'Simcha, but also to an idea that there's a connection to Kabbalah HaTorah. So I thought that maybe the connection is the famous idea. It says in last week's Sedra in Parshas Yisro, 24. Parak Yud Tes Shmos Pasuk Yud Zayin. Vayotze Moshe Omay Lekrasu Lekim and Amachra Vayisyatzu B'Sachti Sahar. Right, the Moshe brought them out to receive the Torah, and they stood literally at the foot of the mountain. But we all know, as Rashi says there in 25, Parak Yud Tes Shmos Pasuk Yud Zayin B'Sachti Sahar Lefipshuto Baragle Heart, the foot of the mountain. However, when we draw, we have a medrash Shenitla Shahar Mekova Nichlev and Gigigas. So Kadosh Baruch Hu lifted up the mountain and held it over the head like a tub of some sort. It's going to threaten to drop on the head. That's the Gemara Shabbos Peches Malav 26. Amar Avdim. Right, HaKadosh Baruch said, either accept the Torah, or right here you'll be buried. You know, under those circumstances, that's what we call an offer you can't refuse. Right? In other words, they had no opportunity to say no, because it was a threat. The Gemara says, That's a big excuse. You know, I mean, obviously we didn't accept it willingly. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu held the mountain over the head and threatened to drop it on our head. So that's a modor, a big apology for excuse for not accepting the Torah. So famous line at the end of 26. This is Shabbos Bechazrav Amar Rava Afal Pichen Hader Kiblu Mechashveros. There was a reacceptance of Torah in the days of Achashverosh. So it's true that Harsinai, as Rashi fills in, Tachlisar Tachas Ahar Mamish, Giga is some kind of a big tub or vat of some sort. Modor Rabba, right? You have a big excuse, Rashi, we get called, and yes, I didn't deserve the Torah. He said, what do you mean? I didn't accept it willingly. But now in the Ne'er Achashverosh, Ma'avas Hanes, Shinaslam, we thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu for the Nes, and they accepted the Torah. Okay? Now, as a side point, Tosus wonders, you know, didn't they say Nasev and Nishma, right? That Tosus asked there in Shabbos Pechas Malach, they want to kafel and harke gigas. Also in this morning's landing, Alpha Bishukar Dima Nasev and Nishma. They didn't say Nasev and Nishma before. So what do you mean they had a threat? And then yes, Shema Yuchosin Kishiru Aisha Gdola. You know, when the whole fire and the whole pageantry and so on was too much for people, maybe they back out. Okay, and it says, I'm not reading it now inside, but you want to take a look at the famous Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Noach and Oz Gimel 29 that what they had to be coerced was concerning Torah Shabbal Peh. Not the Torah Shabbat was fine. That was not Sevin Ishmael. Torah Shabbat Peh, which is much more difficult. Okay. Anyway, but we do see there is an acceptance of Torah on Purim. And that's the Pasuk. And Esther Perek Tes, Pasuk Chav Zayin 30. Kimu v'kiblo ahudim aleim azarim and so on and so forth. And Kimu v'kiblo, where the Gemara Shabbos darshan, it means there was a reacceptance of Torah. Memela, what comes out is that in a certain sense, Purim is a holiday of Kabbalah Satorah. And therefore, if we go back to the Ramban from this week's Sedra, and we see, and maybe this is what the Shiltas and the Bahag are driving at, that part of the Chiyuv of Suda on Purim is a Chiyuv of Suda in association with Kabbalah Satorah. Okay? And there are other hints as well. I'm sorry. I didn't hear.
I have a question on Talbis.
Okay, go ahead.
So the Gemara says the word Adif. Adif usually means stronger. You
present the Shiltos. Yeah. I don't think the Gemara uses the Shiltos.
I'm sorry, the Shiltos. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Is it possible that he's saying that it's even stronger because of the fact? So,
maybe I'm saying you can darshan that way, especially because originally it was forced. If you take it literally, and then now it's a right. Scheme of people and economy. But at least
on the flip side, that this was on Torah Shabbal Peh, which is even stronger and more.
Yeah, that's a major shamchumi. I just threw it in for completeness, but that's a discussion for another time. There's also a connection.
Could you make that connection again between Matan Torah and Purim?
Because the Gemara says that when Matan Torah was given, it was a measure of coercion. Kadosh Baruch Hu threatened them. That's what the Gemara says, right? They forced them, so to speak, to accept the Torah. So the Gemara says, really? That's a good excuse for us not to be called to the carpet for not observing the Torah. So the Gemara says, yeah, but they reaccepted it in the days of Purim. It's the Hadar Kibul. You read the Gemara there. You see that Gemara in Shabbos. Peches Manalot. The last line of 26. Hadar kiblu b'mei Achashverosh. They reaccepted it. They reaccepted it. Yeah.
I love Amiel Yoshir, Joshua. He actually called Purim Shavuos Derabanan.
Yes, I've heard that too. Right. And there's the other Mekoros. Okay. If you take a look, another Pasuk in Esther, my famous Pasuk, we say it out loud, Perchas Pasuk Tezayin. Lahudim Haisa, Ora v'simcha v'sasun v'ikar. And the Gemara, we just said it in Abdullah, many people, right? And the Gemara Megillah, Tezayin v'beis, says, doesn't say Kain Tilon about it in the Pasuk, but we had it in our 32. It says, Amar Yehuda, Ora Zutara. So that's another connection to Torah that they accepted the Torah. And the Shalah, okay, in Maseches Megillah, Perek Derech Chaim and Tochachos Musa, O Samach 34, writes what we said, okay, it's not my original idea. V'yachshov, ki zeh hayom shel Purim, hu gmar Kabbalas HaTorah, and so on. So therefore, Al-Kain, at the end of the show, he writes, Al-Kain Roy L'smach B'simcha Satorah. So I just want to add that in. I think it's an aspect of the Suda's Purim, which people don't think about, and perhaps we should be aware that there's an element of Kabbalah Satorah. But now to the issue of the Purim Suda itself, and some of the details. The Gemara is not as filled with information about the Purim Suda as we might otherwise want. There is a Gemara in Megillah, Zion Rebbe, 35. Amar Rava, Suda's Purim Shachal B'layla lo yotzer echavasa. If you eat the Suda's Purim at night, which is next Thursday night, you're not yotzer the mitzvah Purim Suda. My time, because you have a drasha, not pasuk, which we had earlier in Perek Tes, it says, Yemei Mishtev Simcha. Right? That was Perek Tes, pasuk. Pasuk Chav Beis, you may, it means during the day. Okay, during, you can't eat the suit at night. Then the Gemara tells a story of Ashi Avdesa Kameh, the Rav Kana, or whoever it was, Nogav Elos Rabbanon. It was on Purim day, and it was in the afternoon, and it got started to get dark, and nobody showed up for the shir. He was giving a shir. I don't know how many people schedule shir Purim afternoon, but he did, and nobody was showing up. So he asked, where's everybody? Okay. So how come nobody, Amalei, my time Elos Rabbanon, how come the scholars are not coming? So he said, Dilma treated with Sudas Purim. They're busy with Sudas Purim. They're busy with Sudas Purim. They can't come to the Beis Medrash now. So Amalei below, Hava Efshal Michla Burt, they couldn't eat the Purim Sudas last night. Amalei, no, didn't you hear the ruling of Rabbah? Sudas Purim Shechab Alayla, Yotzei Chavaso. I said, really? Rabbah said that? Okay, so he can be, Tanamine, Arboin Zimnin, the Dimalei command the Manapolikzi. He learned it over 40 times. He drilled it into his mind that that's the halacha. Okay, so the halacha is you have to have the Purim Suda during the day. So that's one of the few Gemaras that mentions anything about the Purim Suda. It says it has to be at night, it has to be during the day, and not during the night. Okay, there is another Gemara earlier in the Masechta, which also seems to talk about the Purim Suda, the way the Gemara darshans it. Another pasuk at the end of Megillas Esther, Perek Tes, pasuk Chav Ches 37, it says, V'hayomim ha'elim nizkarim v'na'asim v'chol dor v'dor, etc. These days are recalled and done. So Rashi explains there in Megillah says the Perek Tes Pasuk Chav Ches Nizkarim B'Kriyas HaMegillah. How do we recall it through Kriyas HaMegillah? V'Nasim, what do? Mishta V'Simcha V'Yomtiv Lasos Matmanos Matanos. Right, the physical mitzvah of the day, eating and drinking and giving Shalach Manos and giving Matanos of Yonim and so on. And families get together Mishpacha Mishpacha. Says Rashi Misasin Yachad V'Ochlin V'Shosin Yachad V'Kach Kiblu Aleim Shemay Purim Lo Yavru. That's what they accepted. Not to ever abolish these days. Important families get together. And so that's another Gemara. Okay. And the Gemara on Beis, that's not a Gemara, that's a Pasuk in Megillas Esther, the way Rashi learns. And Rashi comes to learn it that way based on a Gemara in the beginning of the Masech, the Beis and the Beis, 40. Ashkech HaNasiyah, the Mishnah Yomtev, Shteyla, Prozim Bar Bosar. Right. Mishnah and Yomtev, that's in the regular cities on the 14th. Zechira is Kriyas HaMegillah, right? But the Gemara says, how do we know that has to be also on the same day? Okay, the Gemara learns it out. It's from those psukim, but again, it's a reference to having the Suda on Purim as well. So you look at the Rishonim, the Shibalai Leket, for example, Simon Reish Aleph 41, Din Mitzvah Sudas Purim, the Chayav Adam Lismach Bepurim, you should rejoice on Purim. You know, enjoy yourself with different types of foods and drinks. Right, in the days of Rishonim, the same thing we have, right? Pre-COVID, right? And Rez Hashem will get back to it fully in the next year. But eating and drinking and simcha and singing, you know, that's what the Shibbol HaLeket writes. The Meiri, there in Megillah Zayin Beis 42, also writes, Chayav Odom Laharbos B'Simcha B'Yomzeh U'Vachilav Shi'ad Shalom Yechsa Shum Dovar. Nothing should be lacking from your suit as much as you can afford. And the Rambam, Hilchos Megillah, Perek Beis, Alach Yudalit 43, Mitzvahs Yom Arboso, Lebnei Kfarim, Lairos Yom Chamishas, Lebnei Kochem, right, the 14th to the 15th, even in the World City, Leos Yom Simcho, Mishra Mishalach Monos, Ulareyum, Atalos of Yonim, Usudas Purim Shas Velayla, Leot Rechavos, you can't make it at night. Alach HaTezvav, the Rambam writes, Keitzar Chovas Sudazu, Shayochal Bosar, Shid Meat, Vyasakin Suda, Kafia Shatim Tsayodo, whatever you can afford, Vishos Sayayan, Achish Taker, get a little intoxicated so you fall asleep. That's the Rambam. And the Shulchan Aruch as well. Ramah begins, Simon Tuf Reish, Tzadi Hei, and Arachayim, Mitzula Harbos, Besudas Purim. One Suda is enough though. The Suda Achas Yotzer, you have to have more than one Suda. It's not Shabbos, no Shal Shudas, but one Suda. And the Mechaber writes, Suda's Purim Shas of Elayla, Yotzer Echavoso. The Ramah adds, Gam Belayla, Yismach, Vibrik Tzas, Besuda. Can I have a little fancier? Most people are hungry anyway, it's after Tanis Esther. So you have a little bit of a fancier meal at night as well. Now, the question is, when should you have the Suda on Purim? The Gemara doesn't say. It just has to be during the day, not during the night. So the Trumas Hadeshen. I'm going to be shown in Simon Kuf Yud 46 was asked. Behar ben mekamos nogu balabatim v'gam tamer chachamim lasos ikur sudas purim be'erev. Many people in the days of Shmos Hadesh and Rishon had the practice that included tamer chachamim having most of the suda in the evening and not the night after Tanis says the night, but the following evening, the night after Yudalit, right? And v'hochna be'saknesis u'mispalo mincha they daven mincha early v'lo arvi don't daven ma'ariv v'chozen v'batan. They begin eating during the day, right, on the 14th Purim day. And as that, many people have the majority of the suda at night. Yes, tam leminigolav. Is that the correct minig or not? So that was a Trumas Hadesh. Yes, evidently this was an old practice already, that people would start the suda later in the day on Purim day, and the suda would extend into the night. and to the point that a good part of the Suda was done during the night. So Tshuva Sadeshin says in 46, again, this is Sima Kuf Yud, Tshuva, Yerah the Yesh Limso Tamus Machlazer. I have a source for it. And he quotes a Tshuva, Shomata Rabbeinu Tuvia B'Shem Riva, and he says, a mokor that, you know, people take food from each other and it's not called stealing on Purim. That's a different discussion. But it says, Mishas Kriyas HaMegillah, starting the night before by the Megillah, Ad Laila Sudas Purim, till the night of Sudas Purim, meaning, Shein Shnei Lelos V'Yom Echad. Because the night of the, when it became the 14th, after Megillah reading, and then the following night, following the 14th, already the 15th. And he says, no problem, and so on. And you can't take the Bezin, whatever. Those are details. Mitshuva Zu on the third line, Mashmal Ahedya, De Laila Shnei Iker, Hila Sudas Purim. The second night, meaning the night when Purim technically is over, but it's now the 15th, but the Suda extends, that's the Ikar of Suda's Purim. And he says, Adayin L'Rivah, Gufay Tikshah, you know, how could it be? How could it be Yotzi Suda's Purim? It's not Purim anymore. Right? For us, on the 14th, it's over. So what's going on? The Rambam says clearly, okay, you live in Yerushalayim, so then it's the 15th also, but, well, or the 15th instead. But where it's the 14th, how could it be? So he says, and even though we had no Hespedim and no Tainus and no Takan on both days, 14th and 15th. Okay, but still, the Iker Suda has got to be on the 14th. So he says as follows, near a time, it's maybe six lines up from the bottom of 46, L'davar Mishun Dabar, so on the 14th, Shachris, Tarach Shiv, Mekriyas HaMegillah. In the morning, you got to go to Shul and hear the Megillah. That takes a certain amount of time. And then Racharka, who tarred the Shalach Monos Matanos of Yonim. Then people are busy running around delivering Shalach Monos Matanos of Yonim. They ain't Penai Lechol Besuda Besimcha Matanah. There's no time to relax and have a Suda. Everyone's so busy in the morning with all kinds of things. Therefore, Lechach Kovo Kadmoneno Mitzos of Erev Laskol Bel Yom. Start during the day, but it's okay if it extends into the evening, even before you daven Ma'ariv and so on. After justifying it, though, the Tshuva Sadeshin concludes in the last line of 46. So that's one practice, which he justifies, that the Suda should be in the later part of the day, and it could even go well into the night, after Purim's technically over. But, he writes, Mikol Mokom, Rabosai, Vaniach, my Rebbeim, and me following them, Nagin Ikar Suda B'Shachris. We have the Suda in the morning. Okay, Kimiduma Shekain, Osubarinos, that's in the Rhineland communities and so on and so forth. So he says, I'm not talking about Friday, I'm talking about any Purim, no matter what day of the week it is, the Tshuva Sadeshin, after justifying the other practice, says, but my Rebbeim, and I usually follow them, have the Suda always in the morning. Now, 47 is a Sefer Leket Yosher, which has with the collection of some of the Psukim of the Tshuva Sadeshin, one of his Talmidim. This is in Chelek Alav Aruch Chaim, page Kuf Nun Tes, the first Inyan. He said, okay, he says that regarding his Rebbe, that he would eat the Suda's Purim during the day, bench, and then daven mincha, which is consistent. He would daven, meaning he would eat the Suda in the morning before mincha. But in Austria, he quotes a different minig. The minig was not to daven marry with a minion. Okay, and people would sit and they would eat, and then he writes seemingly about his Rebbe that sometimes he would go down and have a second meal in the afternoon, and then he'd go to his relatives in the middle, then come back, and so on. Bezo Gimel Shavos Balayla. Now, I don't think it's a theory. He had a meal during the morning. That was as soon as Purim. But in the afternoon, he'd go visiting, and he would join up with other people's Sudas and so on, again, extending 2 or 3 hours into the night. So that's like
when you get these references about Rove Suda,
yeah,
how's that measured?
Well, that's a good question. I think, let's see. I don't have a good answer. It means you didn't just 1 minute before the time washed and had a motzi, you know. But I suppose the main course is what I would probably say. Okay, in the Maharil, in Hilkos Purim, also one of the early Rishonim, 48. Not early Rishonim, but one of the Rishonim, Maharil, 48. Oz Tezvav in Hilkos Purim. Omer Mari Segel, that was his name. Maharil stands for Yaakov Levi. That's, by the words, Maharil. And Segel, it's a Levi, Siegel, it's a Levi, so it's a Rosh Hashanah, Sgan LaKohen. So it's called sometimes Marie Segel. So Mariel writes, Sheminig Ostreich, Shebepurim Mispala Mincha Gedola, they dive a Mincha early. Many shuls around here do, I'm not in Friday here. The Ochen, so there's Purim Acher Chatzosiom, the Hochen, the Ochen, Kola Laila, the Imso, the Mikodom Hailan, Shas Mincha, Shas Shikros, it feels Shikr Toiva. He said, because he's afraid if you're going to have the Suda Purim morning, you're going to drink, and come time to have Mincha, be drunk. That's no good. Okay, and it says Bechein Raisi Beigra Mareva Rasan Abno Rav Leizer. The other lumdim that they would daven mincha early, and then they would have the suda afterward.
The same problem.
What?
You're gonna have the same problem with
Mar. Yeah, correct. He doesn't address that. I guess you can daven Mareva much later at night after you sober up. The Sefer Minhagim and Hagim Iskerna and Purim in 49. Vacharkach Beochlin Sudas Purim Maschilin Beochlin Harov Beyom. Eat most of the meal during the day. Kisudas Purim Shachah Belayla. Vafilu Belal Rishon Lo Yotza. You're not yotze night before when it's Purim. Kate Mashma Mismak, so Kosher can like Kavachoma Lalsheni, Lalsheni, you know, for sure. So what does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? So there are more rites in the Tofrei Tzadi Heisiv Beis, there are more rites, 50. O Mispalala Mincha Gedola, Amincha Mincha Tchila Ba'ore, I'm Gadol early in the afternoon. Berov Hasuda Tzvichlis Biyom, Velo Kimosh Anogin, Lahaskel Somuch La'erev. Not like people start right before nightfall, V'ikar Hasuda Hilel Tezvav. And then he writes, in the name of that Chumash Hadesh, and Umisha Rotzel, our social Tom Mishachris, our Shusbiyodo, you want to dive in? Never mind the concern, you know, maybe you'll get drunk. All right, don't drink too much. You know, Mincha will be okay. So that's what the Ramor writes, that they should have it in the afternoon, but not that 2 minutes before Skia, you wash and then have most of the suit at night, but you know, you start in the afternoon, it extends into the evening, okay, but if you want, you can do it in the morning. The Lavush, in St. Tophra, it's Sadeh Hesiv Beis, also writes, Torach La Sosa Suda Bayom, certainly the second night it's not Purim anymore, and if you make Mishra Simcha and so on, it's got to be Bayom, like you mentioned. And he says, "We know again lasos asuda b'la'achar mincha, and you daven mincha early k'day lecho rova asuda b'yom, and then k'shiv mishrechas ala laila is less than bar. Then it's okay if it extends into night, okay? Because he does say there is some chir of simcha at night also, because the 15th is a tainus and hesped and so on, and you may mishra simcha as you may is 2 days, you may mishra simcha, so there's some inyan at night a little bit as well, okay? The Magen Avraham." In Simchat and Hay and the Mishabur and Simchat and Ches, all this is in the Tofrei Tzadi Hay. Says it's not proper to practice. They say the reason we don't do it in the morning because people are busy with Shalach Manos and other activities during the course of the day. Okay, during the course of the morning, the Shalah takes people to task and Maseches Megillah Perik Ner Mitzvos Test 54. Riv Gadol Hayuli. I had a big fight, he says. In mixes kehilos b'chutzar, some of the kehilos in the chutzar. She'ochan asuda achar mincha. By days they mevatlan v'ein karnal v'saknesel tzilas arvis. Well, you said, Mark, they don't show up in shul for ma'ariv, okay? V'yesh teiros, chada mevatl tzilu b'tzibur. What happened to tzilu b'tzibur at ma'ariv? Happens, they have a suda, and they never get so drunk, they fall asleep, and they never end up going to shul to daven ma'ariv, and certainly don't daven a minyan. And furthermore, he says, Mishtakrim v'shochin, people forget the Dav Ma'ariv altogether, which we've accepted as obligatory today. We got Kriyashma, so Ma'ariv's Doraisa, and so on. And he says, look, it says sharply in the third line, V'chibayom ha'zesh nizkayim la'ahudim ha'isa ora zu Torah yase akira ha'ita b'nei Hashem. That's what Hashem wants you to do on Purim. You'd be so busy the Purim Suda, you end up getting drinking or eating so much, you forgot to Dav Ma'ariv, you forgot to say Kriyashma sho'arviz. That's what a Kosh Baruch wants. Chal shuchas shalom. Alkein lo yofa b'ena aminag lakdun tzimus mincha. I don't like this idea. Dav mincha, then I have the Suda. Even though that's the Ramo writes. He said, I think, v'chol mishamakdim mizaris b'yosel ha'asosu b'ashkoma har mishubach b'enai. Every year, make the Suda in the morning. It's better, it says. Okay, and it quotes the Tzimus Adesh, and that was his practice. The Elia Rabba, in the Tofrei Tzadi Heisiv Katan Dalef 55 thinks, quotes the Shalom, and he thinks it's right. Mishalach Kosev Shemeshubach Osev Meshakris. The Prima got him, right? In Eishal Avram, in the Tofrei Tzadi Heisiv Katan Hey, right? Ayn Elia Rabba, Meshubach Mishosev Osev Meshakris. V'chein Ani Nohei. That's the Prima got him writes about himself. That's my minig. I have the Purim Suda in the morning every year. We're not talking about this Friday. That's the Prima got him. The Taz writes again for a different concern. It's Sifkot Mechaf of the earlier Siman Tofrei Tzadi Gimel. He says that, you know, we want to say Alanisim in the benching on Purim, right? So he says, so if you start your Suda before, that's okay. You can, and it gets dark, that's okay. You can still say Alanisim in the benching, okay? But he feels that the best thing is to have a Suda in the morning. So you say Alanisim, because we're not going into the details now. If it becomes evening, you daven Ma'ariv before you bench, which is okay, but then you probably can't say Alanisim in the benching, because we're already daven Ma'ariv for the next day. Anyway, that's the Taz says that even though we call the afternoon Suda the Purim Suda, it's better to eat something in the morning. In the Ma'aser Rav, Hilchos Purim, the Vilna Gaon, 58, Os Reish Memches, Suda's Purim, Ikra Bayom, Alkein Hanochon, L'chavein lotzeis b'suda shachris. Like the Taz says, it's better to have the suda in the morning. V'huzal, he himself, also suda, the girl, also suda, also b'mishtav v'simcha kula bayom. Everything was during the day only. Uchshehechshuk, as soon as it got dark, his spalom ma'ariv, the girl davin ma'ariv, because the mother went back to his learning. Okay, that's the gong. Okay, he celebrated the Purim Suda. When it got dark, he benched davin ma'ariv, back to the Gemara. Okay, that was the Vilna Gaon's practice. So again, we see different practices. The question is, what about on Friday when you're running, you know, this option of extending it past the day of Purim itself becomes a question because of Shabbos. Okay, everything we just read and all these posts are talking about the Suda's Purim in general. And we saw some people prefer in the morning anyhow. And certainly Rova the Siddush Bina a day, if it extends into the night, we said that it's okay. You can even say Al Nisan in the benching, even though technically it's after Purim. Okay. But what about on Shabbos? On Erev Shabbos, I mean. So here we come in 59 to the famous sugi in the beginning of Masechet Perek Arvei Pesachim. The Mishnah says in Pesachim Tzadik Tesameis Erev Pesachim Samach LeMincha LeYochar Amash Etechsha. On Erev Pesach in the afternoon, Samach LeMincha. Mincha means, the Gemara explains, Mincha means the later Mincha time. So Samach LeMincha is about the ninth hour, you know, the ninth about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You shouldn't eat until nightfall. And both Rashi and Rashbam on the page there, Rashi says Erev Pesachim means again Samach Kodol Mincha Ma'at, a little before this Zman Mincha. Lo Yochal, don't eat. Why? Because we want to make sure you have an appetite for the delicious matzah that's coming up during the course of the Seder. So we want to make sure you have an appetite. So don't eat on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. It's a hiddur mitzah. It's helpful, interesting, a different kind of hiddur mitzah. Anyway, that's what the Mishnah says. Pesachim Tzadi Tesla Beis. The Gemara asks right away, 62, what do you mean Arvei Pesachim? That's true. It's not only Erev Pesach. It's true every Erev Shabbos and every other Erev Yom Tov also. The Tanya, lo yochal adam barbe Shabbos yom tov min ha-mincha lamala. Kadesh yikonos the Shabbos shu ta'vik de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds on any Erev Shabbos, any Erev Yom Tov. It's not proper to eat in the afternoon, so you'll have an appetite for the Friday night meal for Shabbos or for the Yom Tov night meal. Not just Erev Pesach. So why does it say dafka only Erev Pesach? Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says, no, on a regular Friday, Erev Yom Tov, ochav olachat shetekshu. So Aruhuna answers, yeah, you're right. Okay, lo tzricha el Rabbi Yossi. The mission Arvei Pesachim is needed for Rabbi Yossi. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no difference in Erev Pesach and any other time, any other Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. But according to Rabbi Yossi, who says usually you can eat all day Erev Shabbos and Erev Pesach until nightfall, so that's why you need the mission to tell you that Pesach is different because of matzah, right? The last line of 62, the Gemara says, I'm a be'er of Pesach, which includes the matzah, moda. Rabbi Yossi's moda because there's a specific mitzvah to eat matzah, so that's why he feels it's different, okay, Erev Pesach. Usually, the Rabbi Yehuda says it's always true. Like Rashi says, "Kushu Taiva, the Lo Tava Suda Shabbos Lo Sova." You don't eat the Shabbos meal; you're already full. So the answer is, we need it for the sake of Rabbi Yossi and Pesach different Mishum Chiyuv the Matzah. Okay, that because of the Chiyuv of Matzah. On the next page, Kuf Amud Aleph, the Gemara then gives a different Nafkamina. The Gemara comes back to Rabbi Huna 65 Pesachim Kuf Amud Aleph Ela Mechvartik Rabbi Huna. The Gemara said, 1 second. But that doesn't seem to be right either, because the Homer of Yirmi Amr Yochanan, Vitam Rabbi Huva Amr Yisrael Baruch Hanina, Halacha Kabbi Yehuda Be'erev Pesach, Halacha Kabbi Yosef Be'erev Shabbos. Now, the Gemara says, we paskin like Kabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach, that you have to stop in the afternoon, not allowed to eat in the afternoon, and Halacha Kabbi Yosef Be'erev Shabbos. We paskin like Kabbi Yosef on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to eat in the afternoon. Now, Halacha, now that sounds like, since you say Halacha Kabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach, sounds like Kabbi Yosef disagrees on Erev Pesach. Otherwise, we just said the other Gemara, the earlier page, on Tzadik Tesla Beis, that Rabbi Yossi agrees by Erev Pesach, they have to not eat in the afternoon. But now the Gemara is saying, the Halacha is like Yehuda Erev Pesach. What do you mean? I thought Rabbi Yossi agreed. Why do you say Halacha Yehuda? Gemara says, Michal de Polygrius of Tarbayo. Sounds like Rabbi Yossi even argues by Erev Pesach. Gemara says, Halacha Michal de Polygrius of Hafsaka. They all agree you shouldn't start a meal. The question is, what if you did start a meal and it was extended? I started a meal when it was okay to start a meal. It was earlier. But then it dragged out, this and that, and you know, it was getting late. So now we have another brisa, third line of 65. The Tanya, mafsikin l'shabbos l'tiv Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi omer ein mafsikin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to stop when it gets dark because it's Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi can even continue into Shabbos. Gemara tells a story, brisa v'shem gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, shem mesubin, not in Bnei Brak, but in Akko. Okay, a different group, a different time. They were in Akko. Rekadosh, they were having a meal. Rekadosh el ha-mayom, we got the Shabbos to ride. Omer v'shem gamliel, Rabbi Yossi, should we stop the meal, you know, in deference to our buddy Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, you know, says to stop? And so he responded by quoting a pasuk in Megillas Esther. Amalo, b'chol yom v'yom at mechabev dvar lefnei Yehuda. Usually a pasuk like me, v'achshav at mechabev dvar Yehuda b'fanai, hagam lichpo shes hamalke yimi b'abayis. Right, that's a pasuk in Megillas Esther. Tells Achashverosh what happened. You know, the Haman's trying to kill her, so he storms out of the room, and Haman bows, you know, bends down to plead with her to spare his life. And Achashverosh walks in, Haman's leaning over her, and he thought what he thought. So he said, "Agam lichbosh amalki b'bay." So that's what he said. But anyway, they paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So in any event, I mean, I'm not going to read all the Rashi and Rashbam. I printed them. You can look at them. Okay, just to understand the sugya. The bottom line is the Gemara has another machlokas about stopping. Okay, about stopping. According to Biosi, on a regular Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, you don't have to stop, and that's a different machlokas. So, anyway, I do want you to look at the last Rashbam, in 67. On their kufanav, dear Master Amar of Shimon Gamliel, Shamin and Mehachad be'arve psakim asur lechol misof teshozo malak is tamas lisit. The bottom line, says the Rashbam, on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat past the ninth hour like the Mishnah. Okay, but after Erev, a regular Shabbos mutter, okay, and we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, and not only can you eat, can you start eating, but if you, you can continue into Shabbos, that's how he learns. That's how the Rashbam learns. Tosas there himself, Kuf Malav, Divim Aska Ein Mafsik in 69, says, V'alocha Rabbi Yossi by Rabbi Shazim Tovim, Afila Haskel Shari Rabbi Yossi. You can even begin the meal later in the day, like Rabbi Yossi. That's what means halacha Rabbi Yossi. That's what he says over here. However, quote, Umor Rabbi Yechiel Omer, no. He says, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi insofar as if you did start, you can continue, but you're not supposed to start. So that's a big machlokas we've shown him. Okay. Schule lo, he can say the end of Tosas. The big machlokas we've shown him. The riff, okay. Says we paskin on Daf Yud Tesman Aleph in his pages in Psachim 70. He says we paskin Hilchasak Rabbi Yossi, the Kamel and Halacha Rabbi Yossi Mechaber, we paskin Rabbi Yossi against his colleagues. Okay. But again, the question is, does it mean only insofar as if you started, you can continue? Or does it mean that, you know, you can even start? So that's again on a discussion of Rishonim. Okay. The Rav Yom and Psachim Simon Tov Kuf Ches. He paskins that no, even a regular Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, you shouldn't eat in the afternoon. Okay? Kadesh Shabbos Shabbos Kishu Toiv, Divri Behuda. But only on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, but on Erev Pesach, he admits. Okay? All of these, we show him say the halachas are kibyosi, that ochel maholech at shetechshu erev Shabbos. Bottom line, okay, according to these, we show him, it's we certainly pasna kibyosi that, that you can, well, again, one sheet in Tosa said not, but according to the other, we show him the Rif, Rav Yoah, the Rokech, they all say we pasna kibyosi that you can eat, other than Erev Pesach, you can eat all afternoon. Well, if we stopped right here, we could say, okay, good. So you can have the Purim suit in the afternoon on next Friday also. What's the problem? We pasna like kibyosi. Right, that's what these were shown in the Rif, the Rav Yoah, the Rokeach, other Rashbam and the Balei Tosfos, except for one Rabbeinu Chiel. They all paskin like Rabbi Yossi that you can start a meal even late in the day on Friday, right? It's just Erev Pesach that we have this other shita, right? However, there's a Gemara Gittin. So Ad Kan, then we have no issue on Purim. You can have the Purim suit at 4 o'clock next Friday afternoon, whatever you know, okay, whatever you normally do, you can do this Purim any other. Like any other, because there's no problem having a suda on Erev Shabbos in the afternoon. We pass him like a Biosi, just Erev Pesach, the other way. However, there's a Gemara in Gittin, Lamed Chesem Bay, 73. Gemara says, certain things cause a person to lose his property. The sugi there is you release your Eved, you're not supposed to. L'olamem Tavodu. That sugi relates to Parsha Zohar, possibly, because Releza releases Eved to make a minion, according to some for Parsha Zohar. Okay, different things. And one of them is the Kavi Suda Sobe Shabbat. Be'idon Be Midrasha. Okay, you make it. There were certain times that the rabbi gave a shir, whatever, and these people on Shabbos, regular Shabbos, and people set their meal time dafka when the shir is going on. That's not right. But then it says, Omar B'chia Bar Abba Yochanan, 73, Shtei Mishpachos Haibu Shalayim. There were two families that met had a doomed ending. Okay, Achas Kavas Sudosu B'Shabbata, Achas Kavas Sudosu B'Erev Shabbos, Ustei Neku. Two families that unfortunately had a bad ending. One always made a meal on Shabbos, and one always made a meal on Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos, Rashi explains, they did it during the time of the Be'edin Be Midrasha, 74, Rashi, Gittin Lamed Chesem, Shechachom Doris, Droshos Rav B'Shabbos, Behem Yoshim B'Suda, they should have had the Suda earlier or later. That's not our topic now. What happened Erev Shabbos? So Rashi in 74 is 2 days. Erev Shabbos is Belele Shabbos. They made the meal Friday night, but they had nothing left for Shabbos day. And quote, Shabbos during the day is more important than should have left them over. Or, okay, the Ikra de Mefarshi, the Erev Shabbos Mamish, the Chain B'chol Yom, they would have a big meal, they had a big lunch, they even had it on Erev Shabbos. And it's not right because Baha Mia Ike Sura, she called us at Shabbos, Shasavea below Taiva. It's not right to come into Shabbos full without an appetite. And that's why they were punished. So the Rishonim said, 1 second, I thought we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that it's okay, Erev Shabbos. That's the Ramban is. It's Kedushin again, Lamed Chesem Bay, 75. Okay? Pirush Rashi, he quotes it 2 days. So what do you mean? He says, V'koshli, Do'a Kaimel and Rabbi Yossi, Do'a Ma'ocha V'lo Chashi Techshah. We pass like a Yossi. He said it's okay. So why was his family punished for having a meal Friday afternoon when we pass like a Yossi? Answers Ramban, Yesh Lomar, Hani Mili Pam Achas Mibat Sorah. That means once in a while, there's some pressing need. So we'll say like a Yossi, it's okay to have the meal. Avala Olam, but not to do it every week. That's not right. Mishum the Kem, the Chol Yom, Yom, and Ovid, okay. No, that's not right. That's Mizal, it'll be Karat the Shabbat. That's an offensive Kvod Shabbos. Yes, something comes up sometimes. Okay, good. We'll pass like a Yossi. But that's our Ramban learned. It's only once in a while. Okay. And another Therese, Odef, maybe they were so busy eating, they never set the table for Shabbos. Okay, but I'm more interested now in the first answer that he says only once in a while. Okay. There's a rush ball. Yeah.
You got to differentiate between a Gemara that says Hilchos HaKeh,
yeah,
and a Gemara that tells a story.
Okay, but and a Hanani, but why would that story happen? And Rashi does say, look at the words of Rashi, last line 74, and Gittin Lama Chesmei Dibamas Ma'erev Shabbos, Mi'a Ika Yisura, she comes to Shabbos, because she's Shabbos all the time. I mean, he feels pretty strongly about it. Right, so the Rishonim say that the Gemara only means that's what the Rishonim are saying. It only means temporarily, or means that they didn't set the table properly, and so on.
I hear the resolution, but you're not answering the question.
Well, okay,
Gemara knows how to say usher,
right? And a Hanani. So the Gemara didn't say that it's usher. The Gemara should have said, I guess, the Korban should have said only once in a while we pass it. Well, the Maisa we do pass it like a Yossi. And a Hanami. But the Ramban and the Rishonim are limiting it, but they shouldn't be doing it every week. The Rashba also writes, in his Shkidushim Gittin Laman Chesam Beis, 76, the Rashba also writes, right? Also gives two terutzim. One is, Yishlom with the Hanim Mila Tzorek Shaw, right? Once in a while. Avalasus came Tomid, Mexican Zalvus, quote Shabbos. And Rabbi Hanano said that they made this so busy eating, they never prepared a house for Shabbos. Okay, again, a second third. They'll give two terutzim, so maybe they're not. The Ritva also. In this Chiddush, he says the same thing, right? What do you mean with passing Rabbi Yossi? So he says, because, again, Abi Kashalach, what about Rabbi Yossi? He can remember the Hani Mili Bakroi Balma. Once in a while, something comes up, it's okay. Abi Bosu came Tomid also. Then he quotes when Hanano says, Erev Shabbos means even in the morning, it's a different discussion altogether. Even in the morning, because you're not going to do, maybe it'll be so full and so on. All right. The Rambam, Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Daled, Paskin 78, Asur Likbo Suda Umishtav Erev Shabbos may cover Shabbos. Umutar Lecho Velishtos Achetech. So he Paskin, it's not right. It's mutter to eat and drink, but not to have a big Suda. He makes that Chiluk, so you can distinguish it that way. To eat and drink, okay, but not to have a big Suda. And he says, even eating and drinking, we covered Shabbos, Sheyimna Adam and Amilcha Lamala, Melikvo Suda, Kadesh, Shikarnos Shabbos, Kishom is Abba Lechol. Okay? In other words, even though it's mutter, technically, it's a lack of covered Shabbos to do it. So technically, it's mutter, but the Rambam says you should try not to. Okay? And the rabbi talks about it from noontime on. And the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reishman Tess, Hilfel Shabbos, Rachaim, Simon Reishman Tess, Siv Beis. The Chabar writes, also like Borber, Shabbos Suda, all day is like that. Oh, I shouldn't eat too much the whole day. Okay, it's okay. But mitzvah lehimana, even from eating and drinking anything or anything substantial,
wasn't
a big hour of mincha, that you should really not do any. Really, you shouldn't eat too much all day. But if you eat in the morning, okay, but certainly not past the 9,000. Mr. Brewer,
it's pretty common. Food is pretty common in Europe to have have weddings on Friday.
Well, but the Suda was at night. They had the Suda was after Shabbos. The wedding was late in the day. We'll talk about that another time. Okay. Anyway, but the Suda was
getting in the way of Shabbos.
Yeah. Well,
according to our time, what would that be? What would that be at this time of the year that you shouldn't eat, according to the
year? So it would be about, I looked it up, I think 257.
And that you can't eat it all, or you can't have a snack?
Well, you can't have a suda. A snack, a bite is one thing, but not to have a thing you wouldn't eat. You know, like you do, like a meal, regular weekday meal. Yeah. Okay. You look at the Mishnah Berurah, talks about covered Shabbos, and people should be busy preparing for Shabbos and so on. And he says, even in the morning, if you eat too much, you won't be have a good appetite. But look in Sivkot and Yud Zayin, Nitesh Shos Olamala, he writes, Shos Zmanios, you know, so they have to look in the Lua. Okay, and he says in the wintertime, maybe should we do it even earlier, because in Europe, you know, the days were shorter than they are here. The Northern Europe. The Bir Halacha also writes, you know, part of the insult to Shabbos, you're not distinguishing between Shabbos and the other day. The Bir Halacha then Reish Chaim says. Okay, so now, this being the case, so probably it's better not to start a meal on Erev Shabbos afternoon, certainly not after the ninth hour, right, about 3 o'clock or so. However, it's important to bear in mind the following. Come to 82. We'll go a little over either. Kuf Amar Aleph. The Gemara says in there, M'sacham Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Ein Alach Aloka B'Hu Aloka B'Yosi, about stopping Ela Poreis Mapo Mekadesh. Shmuel introduces, if you did start when it's permissible, and the meal continued, Poreis Mapo Mekadesh. What does that mean? You stop the meal, spread a tablecloth over the table, make Kiddush, and then continue your meal. That's called Poreis Mapo Mekadesh. Okay, so there's a question the Rashbam holds in 84. That the Rashi there, Paris Mabal Shulchan, Makarashion, Rashbam, Psalm Kuf Malal, Dir Maskel. We don't pass the Rabbi Huda says you have to stop entirely, and we don't pass the Rabbi Huda says you can just keep eating. Pause, put a tablecloth on the table. The Rashbam says you don't have to stop at all. We don't pass the Rabbi Huda says you have to stop at all, but make some kind of a pause. And that's like we also put a tablecloth, we cover the challahs and so on. So the same idea to make something special for Shabbos, you cover everything. And he says, near Eli Meinai, that we're passing like Shmuel, that the lach is like a biosi, but you make a slight change. Tosas says, no, we don't pass like that. I'm sorry, we're passing like a biosi. It's really the Shmuel, halacha biosi, right? We're passing like a biosi, you can really continue eating, but you should make some kind of a markation. And Tosas doesn't think that way. Tosas, no, it's not the halacha, it's a totally different thing. You have to stop. Okay, and that's Poreis Mapo Mekadesh. The problem that drove the Rashbam, how did Shmuel come off arguing against Rabbi Yossi and it was a Tana, the passing of Rabbi Yossi, how did Shmuel as an Amora? So Tosafot already addressed that. He said, if you look in Yerushalmi, that sheet of Shmuel is called Chachamim. Perek Yud, Halach Aleph, in Pesachim, 86. Rabbi Yehuda v'shem Shmuel, Zud, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Aval, Divrei Chachamim, Poreis Mapo Mekadesh. So it's in a Chachamim. Okay. The Rambam Paskins, Perek Chof, Tesach, L'Shabbos, Yud Bey, 89. Misha Haya, Ochel, Be'er, Shabbos, Yukadosh, Yom. Stop, cover the table, all the food on the table, make kiddush. And then Ragos Manus Oskuf explains that's why, because if the bread is out on the table, you know, how do you make a bracha of kiddush with the wine when the bread is out, just like we cover the challahs on a regular Shabbos and so on. Okay, anyway, it's for the honor of Shabbos that we do that. Okay. The Piskei Rid, there in Pesachim, Kuf Malalav, Diru Mas, Amar Yehuda, 91, says, Paris Mapa is a simon. You can't just keep eating, but we have to do something for Shabbat. We don't bench. We'll pause for a moment. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simon Reish, Ayin Aleph of Orachaim, Ochaz and Hilchot Shabbos, Siv Dalad. Also, Litom Kum Kodem Shikadish, not allowed to drink or eat anything before Kiddush. And even if you started with Well Yom, you have to stop Paris Mapa Makadish. Now he says, if there was wine before, then you don't have to make another Por Be'er if you had wine. Okay, you make kiddush without bar pergoffin. Okay, if you make a bracha on hamotzi, if you had the bread, you don't have to make hamotzi either. Now, a poris mapo mekadesh means you don't have to wash again. What happened to lechemishna? Forget it. There's no lechemishna that week. Okay, that's what it looks like. And you don't even have to make a new hamotzi, just make kiddush. And that's actually machlokas. Okay, the mechaber is 2 days. Okay, yesh omim shaf keshugarashayim eno baruch hamotzi. And the mishabur paskin is caught in yurches that the suffolk bracha is a hakel. So you shouldn't make hamotzi. Poreis Mapo, we're going to make kiddush, then pull the tablecloth off, continue eating, and you don't have to make a new hamotzi. Forget about lechemisha, that's it. Okay?
What do you make the kiddush on?
You make the kiddush on wine.
Okay. I'm saying if you already had wine. If you're already having wine and you have bread.
The second half of kiddush. Just make the
so you don't make the bread prayer coffee. You just say kiddush. Okay.
Now, that's what he says. Now,
Travis, can I ask a question?
Let's bring over to Purim. Yeah.
One of the Rishonim, I forgot who it was, made a whole big deal about the Sudas Purim, and if you eat it too late, then you're not going to come to Davin Arvis and everything.
Right.
What about the Gemara here in terms of Davening Kabbalah Shabbos and everything? There's no mention.
Yes, again, you'd have to, I guess you would end up Davening later on. And the Purim, they were
without
concerned.
Without a minion? I don't understand. You would think.
Yes, you finish your meal, then you'll Daven Kabbalah Shabbos tomorrow. Kabbalah Shabbos, not talking about because it didn't exist. Right? Kabbalah Shabbos is a later institution, right. So to speak. So okay. That's the big deal. But Marv, you'll have to do it. You'll Daven Marv later.
Not yeah, but you have to get a minion.
Okay. Editing. So that's why maybe this is only the Evid. I mean, you're right. Yeah. It's a problem. It's a problem. This does not seem to be the recommended procedure, is my point.
Uh-huh.
Okay? It's not the recommended procedure. If it comes up, you're stuck. But, sure, but, take a look.
Good in this area do what? Have the shuls that do it in this region. Do have special minyanim for that.
Yeah, you can do it. I'm not saying it can't be done. No, just, I want to bring over to Purim now. I've got a few extra minutes. We go over to Purim. So you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Mem Tes, not talking about Purim, but the Ramor writes in Siv Beis, Usuda Shazmana Erev Shabbos. If you have a Suda that the Zman is Erev Shabbos, could go on Bris Mila, right? There's a Bris that day. Or Pidyon HaBen, right? Then Mutter and Kainir L'Chein HaMinik Poshet. Then it's Mutter. then you can have the suda even in the afternoon. Okay, for whatever the reason. Again, we usually have the bris in the morning, but here there are more rights if it's a it's mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's going to give on 95 because also suda is mitzvah, right? Why is that less important than suda Shabbos? Okay, it's also suda is mitzvah, but the Mishnah Berurah does say umikol makom lechatchila mitzvah lakdim b'shachris. Even there, even the suda of a bris or suda of pinyan ben, you should try and have it in the morning mishum kavod Shabbos. Okay, and look what it says: kamoshim avur b'simin tafrei shadiyeh sabeis leinian sudas purim. Just like it says by Purim, b'di'eved yachal asos afilu b'mincha lamala. B'di'eved, you can do it later in the afternoon. But l'chatchila, even a bris or pinyan ben, so on and so forth, you should do in the morning. Yoch HaShulchan also has in Siv Zayin, Sudas Mitzvah, like he says, Erev Shabbos, he writes in Siv Zayin, or Purim Shechal b'Erev Shabbos, or Bris Mila, and so on. Okay, you can have the Suda, but even there, it's better. He also says that it's better to you know, not to eat that much. Look at what he says. Don't stuff your face, right? Regarding Purim, we find different minhagim. You look in the Sefer Minhagim, the turn of Purim, 97. Just go a few extra minutes to finish up. Chal Purim b'yom shishi, ochlin sudas Purim shachris. His pasuk in the Hagim of turn out was you on Purim on a Friday, have the sudas Purim in the morning. Not in the afternoon after mincha. Never mind paris mapa makadesh. That's a b'di'eved. That's if you stuck. If you can make the meal in the morning, so you won't run into problems with covered Shabbos and ruining the Shabbos suda. That's the minhag turn. On the other hand, the meiri ksuba zayin mebei zivul maska afal p. Right, 98. The Meiri said that was his practice. He's in Provence. And then we finish the meal and we bench with Maskirin Bashu with Alanisim. Okay, because the 15th also the day of Anasim, so that was his practice. The Maharil in a different tshuva, not in the Sefer Maharil, but in the tshuva, Simon Nunvav, you know, Sches was this. Ocha, all the options. Keshechal Purim b'yom vav. What do you do? Eich nogim b'sudas Purim. What you do? Iman ochem sudu gilam reichan shulchan shayim echol ozim rekalkin sudas lo Shabbos. Okay, if we're going to have it like a regular Purim and eat in the late afternoon and go in tonight, that's going to ruin the sudas Shabbos. Vadim chayv lechol keshu taiva. Iman tirim ala laila. If we're going to wait to eat the Purim sudu till night, that's certainly no good. It's over. It's after Purim already. Bim techavim sudu ma'ak mib'ol jom b'yigmo b'laila. Okay, we'll start and then continue. That's going to be a problem because of the Kiddush. The Lee writes, the Dafka b'di'eved imashul erev Shabbos alal paros map makadosh. He says, mefurish, paros map makadosh b'di'eved. Don't plan that way in the first place. If it happens like that, you're stuck. You do paros map makadosh and continue. We shouldn't plan it that way. It's only b'di'eved. And he says, and you want to tell me this is b'di'eved because we don't have a choice? What do you mean? Okay, we could make it earlier. And the other problem is going to be if you daven ma'ariv, okay, then you won't be able to say Alanisim in the benching anymore because they have to Purim. You daven Meir first, and could be some hold. I'm not saying this now, but some of you don't say Alanisim in the benching. It's like you did, and maybe you weren't Yotzei the Suda Purim. It wasn't considered a Suda Purim. It's considered a Suda Shabbos. That's what he says. A near the Suda Purim, Yom Kim Kovach Shabbos. Just another Shabbos Suda. On the other hand, if you start early in the day, okay, so then, other issues. Anyway, the Maril writes, Tshuva, Suda's Purim, Yom Vav, Maschin, Beheter, Kodom, Samach, Mincha. We should start before Samach HaMincha this year, 257, of the Kaimel and Libra Kosher. That's certainly okay. All right. And all right, that's what he says. Try and finish. All right. And he says, some will say, we'll try and finish even earlier. The Orchis Chaim says in Hilchas Megillah, O Salam Zion, Hilchas Megillah, O Salam Zion, Upurim Shechol Yos Barav Shabbos, Avdina Serves Purim Be'o Yom, Ubalayla Tzurich LeKadushe, and you have to eat something and so on. And anyway, he writes at the end, Hakol Holech Achar Aminig. A different minhagim we saw about it. You should follow him in. It's Shulchan Aruch, though, Ramah, and that's usually we try to follow in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Hei Siv Beis in Chas Purim 101, right? Because Shechol Purim Be'om HaShishi Yasu HaSuda B'Shachris, make the Suda in the morning. Okay, that's what he says. The Magen Avraham does in Sivkot Taz, quote of Mordechai, who says that they would do it in the afternoon, in Paris Map Makadosh. Okay, good. But the Ramah says what he says. The Prima Gadim says, If you're stuck, you can say Alanisim, but not after you've daven Ma'ariv. Okay, after you've daven Ma'ariv, you can't say Alanisim if you extended your suda. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud says, Hasuda b'shachris, what does shachris mean? Kodim Chatzos Hayom. I think it's 12:09, I think. Okay, you should have the Suda Kol L'Chatchila to be in the morning. So people ask me, what do you recommend? I tell people, that's what the Mishnah Berurah and the Ramah, that's the rules we follow. Have the Purim Suda in the morning, at least start it. Mishnah Berurah seems to imply you should even finish it in the morning. That far, I don't know if you have to go, because there's another Mishnah Berurah and there's another in Siman Tov Ayin Aleph, Michlas Pesach, talks about eating earlier in the day, and it's going to become relevant there if Pesach shows for Shabbos, not right now, but it's in Tov Ayin Aleph, it says you're not allowed to have pas, any bread, but from the 10th hour and on, so you have matzah l'teyavon. What bread? Well, you can't eat bread anymore, it says Yisrach Chometz. You can't eat matzah either, because they're of Pesach. So the Siman Pesach explains, matzah shira, egg matzah. Okay, you shouldn't have it past the 9th hour. So I would say put that together, that's what Mishnah Berurah says over there, it's in Tov Ayin Aleph, so cotton test, the shuda should be finished, my opinion. My understanding is you should start the Suda before Chatzos, okay, which is, you know, around the, a little after 12, and should be finished by, you know, Samach HaMincha by the 9th hour, through this year.
Mention what you told me about Rabbi Goldwacht?
So I heard from Rabbi Goldwacht that, and I've seen it in print also, in Yerushalayim, there are places where they don't follow this. They follow the others, and they make the Suda late in the day, and they do Paris Mapa Mekadesh, and I assume they daven afterwards. I don't know. I have a sefer here. I don't have it at the table now, but I have a sefer that collects all the different minhagim about this. And the Yerushalayim, they do like this. The Sfaradim do like that. They're different minhagim. We're Ashkenazim. Anyone ask me? I'm not telling you. Don't look. The Miriam and the Yesh Hamilis smoke to the poorest part of the cottage. I thought that the pashas, that's a bit of it. And you run into the problem of it with davening and other things. So my recommendation is to people, ask me. You don't have to ask me. But if you do, usually I tell people to, I'm not trying to push anybody, that they have to start the Suda a little before noon. I don't think you have to go so far as to finish by midday, but to start before midday and be done by not later than 3 o'clock. Just end by saying, going to come full circle and start with this. I'm sorry when a few minutes over. But the last thing, we started, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Purim, since we're in that same siman, Tov Reis Sadi, the very next, Siv Beis, says over there, Tov Lasok Mat B'Torah Kodom Shaskul B'Suda. Should learn a little bit before the Suda, like who knows, Simcha Ora Zu Torah. And not to get me nervous, but what should you learn? Well, we have a din elsewhere in the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov Chav Tes Sif Aleph. Sholem B'Hilchos Pesach Kodom Pesach Shloshim Yom. You begin learning Hilchos Pesach 30 days before Pesach. And what do you know, the Mishnah Berurah in 1:10, Siv Katan Beis writes, Maschilin Miyom HaPurim Atzma. Should begin learning Hilchos Pesach on Purim.
As opposed to Purim Torah.
Right. That doesn't get you excited. I'm not sure it will. I'm sorry I went a few minutes over. I wish everybody a good Vach. And the best time also next week we'll talk about some of it to Purim as well.
Have a good one.